This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven Good Day program. Tuesday is upon us, July the 22nd, and in depth we're going to take some time to get into what's going on first in this hour in the Middle East. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler here to help me monitor what's going on, help you understand what's going on. Police spokesman says Israeli aircraft have hit more than 70 targets in the Gaza Strip, including the home of the late leader of Hamas's military wing. Also hit five mosques and a football stadium. The tank shells damaged several houses along the eastern border of the territory earlier today, and at least 19 fishing boats were burned by Navy shells fired from the Mediterranean. Israeli military says two soldiers killed, bringing the number of troops killed in the last couple of weeks of fighting to 27. A Palestinian official says 570 Palestinians have been killed since then as well. The chief of the UN and Secretary of State Kerry met in Cairo in a new attempt to broker a ceasefire. Egypt has called for Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, so the decision was made to have the conversation in Cairo. Prospects are dim, however, because the gaps are pretty wide. And this sort of brings around a mood question. The mood has darkened in Israel last 24 to 48 hours. Military losses are considered just as tragic there as civilian losses. So there has been an electrifying sense or focus on how really angry the Israelis are at the Palestinians with the death of these 25 soldiers. And one wonders how you live in that atmosphere. But those questions come up all the time. Kenny, any quick comments from people at Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, on the Israeli situation?
Yeah, Mark says, Hamas is an international terrorist organization deemed as such by the United States, the European Union, Egypt, Australia, and many others. Mm-hmm. Enough said.
Yeah, I suppose that's something that's been said for a long, long time. That doesn't end the quarrel, doesn't end the fight, doesn't fix the situation. I had a conversation with a lady named Anne Wright, who has taken a number of trips to Israel, that I'd like you to listen to in just a minute here on the Good Day program.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get them every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome, nasty. We're sponsored.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Not long ago, I had a chance to take a gondola ride in Venice, Italy. It was something I've looked forward to for years, ever since my first gondola ride in America. You see, my first gondola ride was at a hotel in Las Vegas. It had shallow man-made canals and peaceful rides, but as soon as we sat down, we were told to fasten our seatbelts. I thought that was funny, so when I was finally able to ride in a real canal in Italy, with water over our heads and waves rocking the boat, the first thing I looked for was a seatbelt. Of course, there wasn't one. Without any prodding, the Italian gondolier said that even though America may be the land of the free, it's also the home of the personal injury lawyer. And that's why the only gondolas that have seatbelts are the ones that are used in America. Let's be fair, I still believe America is the home of the brave, but all of our lawsuits really are changing the way we live. And we're not the only ones who have noticed. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Uri Geller, lives in both England and Israel, has been in Israel for the past 10 days, so he is on top of it. If you watched my Facebook page, we were reposting some of the pictures that he had taken when from his home. He could see the missiles going back and forth, the Israelis and the Palestinians. Tanks are rolling. More deadly clashes have broken out. The Israeli tanks actually drove into Gaza, launched a ground operation that has escalated the conflict, so says Hamas. This was on Thursday night into Friday morning. This has been going on for 10 days, and in the past 10 days, Uri Geller has been at his home in Israel. So we were talking earlier this week about how the offensive took place, or was taking place. You had pictures of drones. Was it drones or missiles? I'm trying to remember what we saw.
Well, most of the time I was there, I was down south in Ashkelon and Ashdod and Shderot and Gaza. I was actually in the base where the five Hamas terrorists were killed when they came in from the sea to attack kibbutzim, you know, settlements, like 3 kilometers from them. I met lots of people, children, entertained, talked to them about positive thinking. But while I was going on with doing my stuff, missiles were coming in practically all over Israel, mm-hmm. including Tel Aviv. And one missile that was shot down by the Iron Dome, a big part of it fell right next to my apartment in Old Jaffa, next to some gas cylinders. So we're lucky it didn't hit the cylinders. But, you know, sirens are wailing. People know to take shelter. The Iron Dome is a miracle worker because it shoots down 95% of the incoming missiles.
So we've signed on to an app, Uri, that basically
Red Alert
allows us to listen when a missile is being fired. And yesterday, I think during the course of the program, we were hearing these things go off, and Rich just leaves it open on
Sorry, it's called Red Alert. It was developed by an Israeli, and it's meant to help Israelis know when there's an incoming missile, and you can sign up for what cities you want it to warn you for. And so I just put on all cities, and it seems like every 10, 12, 15 minutes, this thing would go off just in the course of the morning of us sitting here doing the show.
Yes, I have the same app.
Right, here we go right now.
On my iPhones, my iPads, my computers, wherever I am. And I did also sign for all cities. And you're right, every, I would say, 10 minutes, a barrage of deadly missiles are fired from Gaza into Israel. Hence, the early morning attack going into Gaza, where paratroopers and infantry units, technical people are, you know, going into Gaza, one, to find the rocket launchers, but most important, to find the tunnels that were dug to invade Israel. And you can see that probably on YouTube, that there were about 13 Hamas terrorists that came out of one of these tunnels, but but because we have such highly sophisticated monitoring points and methods, which I won't go into, the Israelis detected them and killed them.
All right. Let me ask you something as a friend. I want to know why it is that you, I can tell your voice is different. You have tension in your voice that I don't hear in your voice much of the time. You have a choice. You have two homes. You live now, you've rekindled your relationship with your homeland, and so you're spending more time there. Why would you choose to go back and forth now when it's so dangerous? Why would you just wait until all of this passed?
Well, this is a personal choice. I would say it's moral, spiritual. It's the urge to be with my people in hard times. I think you would do the same, Doug, and many of our listeners would do the same if, say, America was under attack and they would be living somewhere else. They would come back, I presume.
Mm.
These tunnels are very important to find and blow up because there are many of these tunnels, and we are finding them. Yeah, my main base now is Israel, but, you know, I can't stay and sit in Tel Aviv while our soldiers are fighting down south in Gaza. So the drive from Tel Aviv to, say, Ashdod or Beersheba or any of those southern towns is nothing. Israel is very, very tiny. I can be from Tel Aviv, I would say, within an hour and a half in Gaza.
Yeah. It's about the size, for people who don't understand the size, about the size of the state of New Jersey. That's about the, and there are some places, I remember how remarkable it was when you get to the center part, there's only about 14 miles between the sea and the border of Palestine. It's, or is it Jordan? I remember, but there's only 14 miles in that most narrow part, and then it spreads out as you go north or south. But it's extremely, the feeling of tension that you feel in living that way.
Yeah, but hang on. Having said that, you know, talking about tension and stress, children are crying in bunkers. My heart breaks apart. It's heartbreaking, tragic to see Palestinian children get injured and killed.
Right.
It doesn't matter what they are, who they are. They're still kids, and innocent people are being injured, but that's war for you.
Yeah.
And we are trying to very carefully make sure we hit Hamas and not innocent people, but it's not easy when the population of Gaza is so tightly woven, very, very difficult to make sure that you don't hit civilians. But then you have the body shields where Hamas would store rockets in hospitals and in schools. So what do you do then?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very tough decision for Benjamin Netanyahu how to conduct this war, but I think we're doing it the right way, and that's basically what's happening.
All right,
now
we got 60 seconds. You're the master of positive thinking. This situation in the Middle East, the shot down plane, all of the turmoil everywhere, how do you maintain? I'm really down in the dumps today, and I'll be the first to admit it. Positive thinking, digging ourselves out of these mindsets, how do we do it?
We just wake up with an attitude of gratitude and we start thinking positive. And if you will allow me to plug again my website, all my books are free. They are free to read. So just read my little book of mind power. It'll inspire you, empower you, and teach you how to think positive.
It's a wonderful, I will recommend it. I've got all of your books. It's a wonderful, wonderful way. It's the first book I think I ever interviewed you about, as a matter of fact. I think that's how we met, when you had that little book, and that's what has our friendship has grown from that. All right, so there's something to think about. Uri Geller giving us good things to think about here on Good Day.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decidedly and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here as we review what's going on. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The lists for the week of July 14th to 18th. And when I say list, we're talking about the stories, the top topics, and also the people that are on everybody's minds. And I left everyone thinking about some of the slogans that they either hear now or have heard over the years of this fascinating format called News Talk Radio. More stimulating talk radio. How to just bring people inside, if you will, as to how radio stations come up with, or hosts, how do they come up with these slogans?
Well, how they come up with it is usually they copy it from someone else.
Wonderful, isn't it?
They don't sit around and go, more stimulating talking to go, hey, who's saying that? Okay, let's do that. Yeah, is it working? Yeah. So there's a tremendous amount of follow the leader. The purpose of slogans is to easily position your radio station. You said something interesting before. You said that I made a career out of a niche. Well, we live in a world of niches. And the radio dial, the radio spectrum of all different radio stations out there, one of the things that differentiates one station from another is called positioning. You know, what do you stand for? What do you want people to think about when they go to the radio? It's like cold water, hot water, you know? Rock and roll, talk, stimulating talk, liberal talk, conservative talk, business talk, soft rock, hard rock, the polka show on Sunday. You know, everything has a slogan. So slogans are considered to be by the advertising industry to be a good way of setting your position quickly, so people know right off the bat what you are, so they don't have to find you.
Got to do it in four words. Lots of information on a billboard doesn't capture anybody's attention because you don't have time to read it as you drive by it at 70 miles an hour. You see the image of the dog pulling the little pants off the girl with the,
copper tone.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Bingo. You got it. See?
Do you believe that they did that in those days? Today that would be considered child pornography.
I know it.
It's so weird.
I
don't think that's still out there, do you?
I don't think it is either. It just vividly bounced into my mind, as do some of these slogans we're talking about. There are words and there are pictures that equal slogans. See, I remembered that commercial, or that really was, it's a billboard, it's a big commercial. Remember some of the things, like the woman who, Rosie the Riveter. Why do I remember Rosie the Riveter?
Yeah, but I don't remember what product she sold.
It was some kind of a soap, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Rosie the Riveter.
I'm going to say Arm & Hammer. Maybe Arm & Hammer?
I don't know. It's possible. I couldn't, you know, if I were in Jeopardy right now or one of those shows, I would lose $1 million. I couldn't tell you in a million years what Rosie the Riveter, you know, I mean, if I sit here and I cheat and I go on my iPad and I Google it, I could probably find it because everything is there.
Yeah.
But like Katie Winter, you know who Katie Winter is?
No.
That's the woman that used to be the spokesperson for Secret, the deodorant.
Really?
Yeah. And
how do you know that?
Well, because the name Kate Winter came up the other day in conversation in business, and I don't even remember who or where, so forgive me, Kate, if you're out there. And I said, that name is the name of a woman that back when I was a kid used to pop up on all the commercials, and wherever she went, somebody smelled bad or something, and she would take out of her purse a Ice Blue Secret. So the joke became that, you know, wherever Katie Winter went, people stunk, and it's like Jessica Fletcher. Wherever she went, somebody got murdered. You think by now they'd arrest her. Jessica Fletcher was Murder, She Wrote. Angela Lansbury.
Yeah.
You know, 200 episodes. This woman is a murder writer, and wherever she goes, there's a murder, and she figures it out. You know, maybe she's causing them. Katie Winter, of course, was the Ice Blue Secret woman. But there are all kinds of interesting advertising. Remember Don't Squeeze the Charmin and Mr.
Yep.
Whipple?
Oh, yeah.
He's famous for toilet paper.
Yeah, right.
You know, he worked in a supermarket. No, don't squeeze the charm.
Don't squeeze it. All right, I want to. I think this is something to pursue for the audience's benefit. What's in a name or a slogan? We'll talk about some contemporary names in a matter of moments. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetablock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetablock is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetablock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetablock is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Whether or not it's good, there are things going on today. Tuesday, the 22nd, that focus in depth on what's going on in Israel. Little miscommunication, miscombobulation there. We sort of turned around the information that was being presented or prepared for your presentation, in that Uri Geller was going to be with us in this half hour from a conversation that he and I had on his latest trip to Israel. We had planned to have Ann Wright on, who was a colonel, and get out of the service, focusing on Israel. We'll do that this half hour as we continue our insight into an overview into what's going on today in the last day or so in Israel. It has so many people concerned, not only in the Middle East, but around the world. This is something that really is distressing. But you look at some of the other things, although I see more headlines today about Israel. For example, Israel's army confirms it's fired warning shots at an Al Jazeera office, the news office, located in Gaza. The Israelis have formally rejected a request for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The Palestinian health ministry says 13 Palestinians were killed today. Israeli forces say they killed 10. There is this huge offensive going on against the Gaza Strip as diplomatic pressure mounts to end the worst violence in 5 years between the Islamist State of Palestine, actually Hamas, not the Palestinians themselves, but Hamas, that obviously has a direct influence and control about what goes on in Palestine, and the Israelis. If you look at some of the video that's related to this, there are a lot of pictures of these plumes of dark black smoke rising in the sky above Gaza, shells continuing to rain down on the coastal areas there, 11 rockets fired across the border into southern Israel by Hamas, their army said. So this is the third week of this nonsense. Palestinian death toll gone up to, well, it depends on what you read and where the news comes from. There's a source that suggests, and this is Reuters, that 550 have died. Kenny, I think I used an AP source in the last half hour suggesting, what, 300 and some odd have been killed. 100 yeah. Children, a lot of civilians, that sort of thing. Let's see here. The Israeli military says it's killed 183 militants. So of that 550 or whatever number it is that you believe, if you believe it, there were a number of militants that were the focus. It's interesting because Israel says they want, they're trying to warn people to get out of areas where they're going to bomb, and the and have what I think is a PR plus, I guess, if that's what they're looking for. Meanwhile, the Palestinians aim for areas where there are civilians instead of looking into military targets. Israel's casualties, 27 fatalities, army fatalities, about three times as many as were killed in the last ground invasion in 2008-2009. Also, a couple of Israeli civilians have been killed by the rocket fire. So, as the violence continues and spreads, what is there that Americans are thinking about this? I don't know that there's a big track, there's a big difference as we track what some of the people are saying on our social media sites. Ken Kessler's here with me. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. You want to share a couple of more? We have small ideas, big ideas. What ideas do we have?
Well, Gene says, and this is something similar to something that you just said. Gene says, the onslaught of airstrikes in northern Gaza is happening as I type this. The Palestinians were told it was coming. If they didn't get out, too bad for them.
Well, I guess there are people who feel that way, so that's a reflection. And there are a lot of people, Americans tend to, in almost a wholesale way, support Israel over the Palestinians. It depends on where your allegiances are as to how you read the story, right? How you sense news is colored by our opinions and experiences, and ours are better with the Israelis than they are with the Palestinians. It's that simple. What else?
Marie says, Hamas has refused every single ceasefire, and now if Gaza burns to the ground, it's their fault.
Secretary of State John Kerry announced yesterday that the United States, you and me, the taxpayer, providing, I think it's $47 million to help address the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Where do you suppose that money is going to go? Are we naive? And why are we buying into any of this? Why are we providing them money? Where's the humanitarian aid for people in our country that can't make it? That's a question that needs to be raised here. Why in the world do we give $47 million in humanitarian aid for the people in Gaza? Kerry says, quote, Washington is deeply concerned about the consequences of Israel's appropriate and legitimate effort to defend itself. No country can stand by when rockets are attacking it. But always in any kind of conflict, these are Kerry's words again, there is a concern about civilians, about children, about women, about communities. So Kerry staying in Cairo through tomorrow. They're trying to figure out or broker another idea for a ceasefire, but the firing continues from Hamas. It's messy. It's ugly. It's just, and there are four or five different ancillary approaches to this. That is, the discussion takes four or five different turns depending on who you're listening to, what focus in your heart there is on this area. And so that's why I bring you Uri Geller, who is a Palestinian, is an Israeli, grew up in the Palestinian War, fought in the 67 war, killed some Palestinians, and has that etched in his head and is in his heart. Any of you who have ever been in battle and you had to kill somebody that was on the opposite side, for the most part, that stuff stays with you for the rest of your life. So how many lives are being ruined emotionally by involvement in this conflict or any of these conflicts that are like this? That's really kind of the point here, because nothing else is being, there's nothing, all of this is personal. There's nothing being settled, by this fighting with the Israelis and the Palestinians. It hasn't been. Once in a while there's a land grab, one side grabs some land and the other side loses some land. All right, so let's get Uri Geller's perspective. I'm sorry, I keep saying Uri Geller. Uri was with us last hour. Anne Wright is going to join us in a moment with her take. Here's a lady who was a colonel in the Army and has a lot of focus on what's going on in Israel. So she'll join us next here on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. When it applies to stores, staples.com for details.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free. Here's some something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Stefan, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome acid response.
The Doug Stefan Good Day program. If you go to the website voicesofconscience.com, you will see the profile of Colonel Ann Wright, who joins us on the Good Day program. She spent 13 years in the U.S. Army, Richie, 16 years in the Army Reserves,
wow.
And she retired as a colonel. She is airborne qualified, got the State Department's award for heroism for her actions during the evacuations of the people from the Civil War in Sierra Leone. This is something, there's a lot of credits here, very interesting lady. Since her involvement in the service, she's been writing and speaking out for peace. Fasted for a month, picketed the U.S. prison in Guantanamo, served as a juror in the Bush impeachment hearings, traveled to Iran as a citizen diplomat, has been arrested a number of times for peaceful, nonviolent protests of various policies. Now, you and I would agree, I think, Ann, on the situation in Iraq, but it's time to move on. Although maybe, I mean, you understand what's going on over there now, it's easy to say, well, we knew this was no good, or most of us knew this wasn't the right thing to do. But the fact is that we did it. We needed to clean up our mess. And now, you know, you look at it and say, shake your head and say, okay, what was accomplished by this? Pretty frustrating. And I wonder, If we let me just get your before we talk about Israel and the situation in that part of the Middle East, what do you think about what's going on? Given your service over there in Iraq, what do you think about how things have developed with ISIS?
Well, good morning first. And also, I was a U.S. diplomat for 16 years, and I helped reopen the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan in December of 2001. But it was also in 2003 that I ended up resigning from the U.S. government over the issue of the Iraq war. I believed it was going to be a very dangerous thing for U.S. national security. It was not going to enhance our security. In fact, it was going to jeopardize it. And as we've seen, and through this whole time, I've been a very active and outspoken critic, first of the Bush administration and now the Obama administration on many issues. But on the issue of Iraq, I mean, you could see what was going to be happening all the way through this. I mean, tragically, the predictions of many, many people are coming through. Now, that doesn't really help the situation right now. What is able to be resolved now, particularly when you've got the extremist groups like ISIS that have moved now from Syria and into Iraq. The Maliki government, which is a Shia-dominated government that has been assassinating many of the Sunnis that were helpful to the United States during the awakening, as they call it, and the Sons of Iraq, that the United States funded, trained over 100,000 people who helped to defeat the Al-Qaeda-led group that then came into Iraq after the U.S. had invaded it. Mm-hmm. And now the Maliki government has essentially put them on the hit list. And that's what caused the violence starting over a year ago in the western part of Iraq, and which now has allowed the groups that were fighting in Syria to start coming into Iraq. It is a real, real mess, and it should be a warning to all future administrations about this unilateral, almost going in and saying we're going to overthrow a dictator that we dislike. Mm. And what do you do? I mean, the Pandora's box gets opened on some of these things. Not that Saddam Hussein was a good guy or anything like that, but toppling of that government and then the U.S. installing its own king, so to speak, Paul Bremer, who just dissolved the Iraqi army, dissolved the Ba'athist Party, dissolved the civil service that was the structure of the Iraqi government. I mean, there's not much else that the U.S. could have done wrong. And see people like Vice President Cheney and all of the orchestrators of that now being called on TV to criticize what the Obama administration doing is a pretty sad state of affairs.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move we have a couple of minutes here into Israel and the situation there. You tried to get into Gaza a few months ago and you couldn't. So I guess I'd wonder why that is, and then just a few moments on what you think is going to be the outcome of all of this hoopla there.
Yeah. Well, the I have been in Gaza 8 times since 2009 and the Israeli attack in 2009 that killed 1,400 people, Palestinians in Gaza. I was there also in November of 2012 as the Israelis attacked Gaza again. And we did try to get in with 100 international women for International Women's Day in March of this year. However, the new Egyptian government prevented the majority of our delegation from even getting out of the airport in Cairo. And that speaks to the issue that the ceasefire that was offered just a couple of days ago by the new Egyptian government, the Hamas government is being pilloried because they did not accept it. It turns out that they weren't even offered it, that it was offered to the media first, and Hamas was never even contacted. Hamas has a list of 10 stipulations that have been part of their stipulation package all throughout, which is to be able to have free borders, to be able to live as people not in an open-air prison, but to be part of the international community again. And that's the problems with Israel is coming up, because Israel says, no, you can't, you keep firing rockets at us. But when you're caged into a place like Gaza, there's not much left to do.
The other side of it is the Israelis are sort of caged in as well. All right, Ann, thank you for being here. Colonel Ann Wright on Good Day.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Joining us here on the travel segment, brought to you, by the way, by the folks at Super 8. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super8.com helps you get to where you want to go in an inexpensive way. Cindy Richards is a Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist, serves as editor-in-chief for TravelingMom.com. She has worked a couple of different newspapers in Chicago. She found her passion for travel writing when she was an editor for a regional magazine in the Chicago area. It's called Chicago Parent. Talk journalism. She's pretty, she's sort of connected, if you know what I mean, to the traveling world. Again, the site is travelingmom.com, and you can find her free ebook at dougstefan.com in the trending box, and also the connection to travelingmom.com. So, Cindy, let's focus on, Rich and I were just talking about his trip to Denver in a few weeks. He's got his two children, his wife, he's going, but they don't want to send any luggage underneath. So what does he need to keep in mind in packing? How do you, and then, by the way, this is my, I won't check a bag. I pack, I travel light, pack
light. You travel with kids, you got to pack them, you got to check a bag.
Well, why? Not if you're smart about it. Mm-hmm. Cindy, does he have to pack a bag?
You do not have to pack a bag. You do not have to pack a bag. How old are your kids?
My kids are 10 and 7.
Oh, my gosh. They're not even kids. They can totally pull their own bags. You know, they're, especially these days, with the four-wheel luggage, the spinner luggage.
Yeah.
That's so easy for kids to pull and push. and they can handle their own bags to the airport, and they should be able to, especially by the time they're 7 and 10. I mean, my kids were dragging their own bags from the time they were 4. It's a rule in my house. You just don't pack a bag. Now, I have to admit to you that my daughter just went to Europe for 2.5 weeks, and when she found out she could get a free bag checked right on an international flight, she was like, oh, my God, I can take the big suitcase. And I said, you're going to be sorry, you're going to be sorry, you're going to be sorry. And sure enough, she's a fashionista, so she packed the big bag, and she was sorry. She had to drag it up and down, you know, the escalators to get to the tube in London, and she, you know, and then she had to walk to where she was going. And she came back and admitted, even after 2.5 weeks, she'd only used half of what was in her bag.
So, if I'm a family of four and we're going on a week-long vacation, we're going to be all kinds of different activities, what should we be packing to pack light? What are the necessities?
We want to pack things that will go together. And especially if you're packing with kids, take a small bottle of detergent or some powdered detergent and spend an hour at a laundromat if you need to. If you're going to do like things that they're going to get dirty and you're going to want them to be able to reuse that clothes. It's a lot cheaper to put a few quarters in a wash machine than to pay $25 or $50 to check your bag. Hmm. And you, Dad, are going to have to carry that bag around, right?
Nice going, Dad.
Yeah.
So that's another motivation to make them carry their own bag. So you pack the basics. You pack things that are interchangeable. You know, kids don't much care what they look like until they get to be, you know, 17-year-old fashionistas. So, so pack the basics of what they need to get through a day, you know. And if you can wash out a pair of underwear in the sink in the hotel and hang it up to dry, it'll dry in a day. You don't have to take 7 pairs. You can take 4 pairs and rinse them out. You could take 3 pairs. So think smart about what you're doing. And then really the most important thing is to pack your credit card. Because if you get there and you figure out you've left something behind that you literally cannot live with for a week, which there are not that many things in our first world lives that we couldn't live without for a week, but if you really can't live without it, you know, run down to the store and buy it, and you'll have it. The other really important piece, especially going someplace like Denver, where the weather can be as unpredictable as it is in Chicago, is make sure you look at the weather forecast the day before you go, where you're going to get a pretty accurate reading of what the weather's going to be like. Because you don't want to drag a bunch of sweaters and sweatshirts along if it's going to be 85.
Or,
yeah, exactly. And then the other really key piece to being able to pack light is to wear your heavy stuff on the plane. So if you're planning to go hiking in when you get to Denver, wear your hiking boots on the plane. It's always cold on a plane anyway, so wear your sweatshirt, wear your hiking boots, wear the sweaters, wear the stuff that would be really bulky and take up a lot of room in your suitcase, and then you'll have that stuff when you get there. You can take it off as soon as you get to the hotel room and put on your shorts and flip-flops if it's 85, but you won't have to pay to ship it underneath the plane and then carry it with you.
Thank you, Cindy Richards. Some interesting, important tips for traveling well this summer. Check out the free ebook she's offering and other information on traveling from travelingmom.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.